And welcome back to CITR on a Monday morning for your regular dose of Australian and Canadian music. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and I'm your host, Matthew. Thanks a lot to Peter, as per usual. And don't forget, we have Chris Horrific coming up at 1 p.m. And today I'd like to start with two seminal alternative bands from Australia. Two bands, the big two that were contemporaries and very critically acclaimed but commercially underrepresented, which is quite common with, you know, the really gifted artists. I'm talking about the Go-Betweens and the Triffids, and they were very much contemporary bands. The Go-Betweens formed in Brisbane in 1977 with Robert Forster and Grant McLennan, the brilliant songwriting duo, as the core of the band, and they went on to have a very productive artistic career. Just didn't really hit it to the charts, but that was the fate of the band. But in circles around the world, they're known as one of the all-time great songwriting teams. I've heard them mentioned in the kind of Lennon and McCartney kind of realms. Certain critics have said that. And the Triffids too, they formed in 1978, so just the year after, from Perth, again with David McComb as a singer-songwriter and the main pinnacle of that band. They disbanded in 1989, as did the Go-Betweens. The Go-Betweens then reformed a number of years later and had a few really strong comeback records, but they broke up with the passing of Grant McLennan just only a few years ago. So enough talking from me. I'll play these two bands. They are quite remarkable. I'm going to play Spring Rain from the Go-Betweens first, from the Liberty Bell and the Black Diamond Express album. Spring Rain is the best rain in Vancouver. Rain all year round. We're hitting spring, so let's celebrate that with Spring Rain by the Go-Betweens. This is Australian music.
Falling down my road. reach out just to touch you. Then I realize it's a wide open road. It's a wide open road. So how do you think it feels when sleeping by yourself? Are you someone you love, the one you love? Is it someone else? In the morning, it's a wide It's a wide open road. 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 It's a wide open road.
Dignified man. This life, well, it's slipping right. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is... So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nardo Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And cosmoses do collide every Monday here on CITR at 1 p.m. when Chris Riffick takes the airwaves. And I'm actually going to be playing a song, a local song that Chris played on, OK Vancouver OK. I actually have an interview coming up that I recorded in a cafe yesterday with Jeff Johnson from OK Vancouver OK and the Greenbelt Collective. And I'm going to play that in two parts towards the end of the show, and a tune that Chris Horrific actually played on. At the start of the set, we heard the Go-Betweens and then the Triffids. So they were those two great bands who were very much contemporaries, both formed in the late 70s and broke up at the same time in 1989. After a string of just amazing music and not a lot of commercial success, but that's often the way it is. The Triffids were from Perth, with Dave McComb as the main songwriter, and the Go-Betweens from Brisbane, Grant McLennan and Robert Forster. And I should say, if anyone ever would like to call through, it's 604-822-CITR. If you ever wanted to request any Australian music, or if you had any questions or just anything, you're most welcome. There's not a lot of Australian music here at the station, so I dig around and find what I can and dig up songs from all places. The third song was Powderfinger there. They're a band that just broke up. They're probably... I would say they're like an equivalent of the Tragically Hip, if you want to think of that kind of level of popularity of kind of coming from incredible artistic background, but then really hitting, a kind of a mainstream acceptance, but still maintaining some real essence of integrity. And so very similar level, I guess, of whatever you want to call that, the Powderfinger. From Brisbane, and they just broke up after a very long career. So I'm going to play now some Aboriginal music. I recently discovered that Ruby Hunter passed away. Now, she was, as an eight-year-old, as a lot of Aboriginal children in Australia, she was taken away from her family and fostered with a white family, was part of what we would call our stolen generation, which is the equivalent to the residential schools here in Canada. And she ended up becoming homeless, and at age 16 met her musical mentor and eventual partner, Archie Roach, who was a very well-regarded Australian Aboriginal songwriter. And they're both very well-respected and have played together. Ruby Hunter just died, actually, and I'm going to play a song for you called Let My Children Be, and then I'm going to play some Archie Roach for you as well. So this is to commemorate the passing of the great Aboriginal songwriter and performer Ruby Hunter.
Thank you. crawled out of bushes early morning. Used newspapers to keep me warm. Then I'd have to score a dream. Come, mindness, help me to think. Down city streets, I would run. I had no bed, I had no home, and there was nothing that I owned. Used my fingers as a comb. In those days when I was young, drinking and fighting was no fun. It was daily living for me. Choice, it was meant to be. Down city streets I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home.
Score a drink. start me up, help me to think. Down city streets I would roam, use my fingers as you go. In those days when I was young, drinking and fighting was no fun. It was daily living for me. I had no choice, it was meant to be. Down city streets I would go. I have children of my own. Now I have something I call my own. These are my children, and this is my home. I look around and understand how street kids feel when they're put down. Down city streets I would roam. I have no bed, I have no home. And there was nothing that I owned. Use my fingers as a comb. We'll be right back.
going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Welcome back to CITR here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, Australian and Canadian music, of course. Stranded is the show, and my name's Matthew. We heard they're the Dallas Crane from Melbourne, a great rock and roll band. That song, Dirty Hearts, came out on the album of the same name in 2004. And they're a really great rock and roll band from Melbourne. They were championed by Tim Rogers of UMI, who is, I guess, the grand statesman of Australian independent rock. And they were picked up on radio and, been playing around for a while. Really great band, Dallas Crane. And we also heard some great Aboriginal artists there. We heard Ruby Hunter and her partner, Archie Roach. I played you the same song, two different versions. They were both homeless, met on the streets when Ruby was 16 years old. Archie was a bit older and became her musical mentor. And that song, Down City Streets, so powerful. I wanted to play it twice, but both of them recording it. Ruby's version, I had to cut off a little bit there because it actually stretched out for 7 minutes and we just don't have a lot of time on the show. Ruby just died. She died at age 54 on the 17th of February this year, and after making a lifetime's contribution to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander music, and there's definitely a lot more of her music to play and Archie Roach, so in the coming weeks I will hopefully get back to those two artists. Right now I'm going to play for you OK Vancouver OK, because I have part one of my interview with Jeff Johnson coming up. He was due to the station today for an interview, a chat, and to play some tunes, but he was sick, and I happened to run into him in Rhizome yesterday, and I had my laptop, and we were like, right, let's do it right here. So a sort of gravelly-voiced Jeff Johnson will be gracing the airwaves very soon after I play this song from one of his CDs, and I've picked this tune because Chris Horrific actually played keyboards on this, I believe. The song's Love So Great, and Chris just told me that they played this, they recorded this on Jeff's roof. So I'm not sure if you're able to hear any birds chirping or anything like that, but here's another good song to play at the start of spring. Love So Great, Chris Horrific from Parts Unknown also playing on this track. And right after this, you'll hear the first part of my interview with Jeff Johnson, local genius musician from Greenbelt Collective and OK Vancouver. OK.
We made it so on this roof.
is that really sweet? I know, but it's rock and roll. I'll wait here. Okay. Yep. Are you good for that?
Maybe. I'll listen to it.
Jeff Johnson from OK Vancouver OK, and also Greenbelt Collective. How are you today, Jeff?
Well, I'm good, thank you. I'm a little bit sick.
Which is why we're pre-recording this away from the studio, because Jeff probably isn't able to make it in live for the show, so we're making do with the MacBook. Mm-hmm. So, Jeff...
Oh, I'll have to get onto that interview. I just lost a bit of power there from the laptop, but not to worry. I'll just play you a little bit of Greenbelt Collective here, and we'll get right back onto that. So no worries. This is Greenbelt. Okay, that was the Greenbelt Collective, and I do have the interview now set up that I recorded with Jeff Johnson yesterday at Rhizome Cafe. The computer looks like it's going to work. So this is Jeff Johnson from Greenbelt and OK Vancouver. OK.
From OK Vancouver, OK, and also Greenbelt Collective. How are you today, Jeff?
Well, I'm good, thank you. I'm a little bit sick.
Which is why we're pre-recording this away from the studio, because Jeff probably isn't able to make it in live for the show, so we're making do with the MacBook. So Jeff, I've known you for a couple of years. We did a bit of fundraising work together. I first learned about your music and I saw Greenbelt Collective play a few times here in Vancouver back in the day. And the band's still together and still touring and playing?
Yes, the band is still playing, not as often as before, but we do have a new album that we are trying to finish up, hopefully to release in September.
And that's your second full length?
Yep, that will be our second full length. I think it'll be called General Meeting.
Oh, great.
We'll wait and see until September, I guess, for that.
Yeah. And you, in this true spirit of a collective, your band has really expanded and contracted in times in the past. And what are you up to at the moment in terms of numbers and in your rotating lineup?
Like how many people are in the band right now?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I really haven't counted. We do have some new members that have joined us recently. I think we're at around 10, maybe 12.
Yeah.
In the past, the lineup would change from show to show. But as of more recently, we've been trying to keep the lineup generally the same people coming every time.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just so that everyone can, I don't know what everyone else is playing more often. Because sometimes when there's people coming that haven't played for a long time, it can get pretty crazy. But we also kind of like that because it makes the shows really fun. So it's, yeah, but right now I guess about 12 people.
Yeah, and it certainly makes for a really fantastic experience to see Greenbelt live and see that collaboration on stage with all these great individuals. I got fond memories of seeing you play up in Edmonton when I was living up there. Remember, yeah, you breezed through town, you played at the Black Dog.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, that was a more stripped-back version. I think you only had about four of you there.
Really? Only four? Wow.
Yeah.
I can believe it. Yeah,
it was four or five.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was a really fun time. Back in Edmonton, and then after that, of course, you traveled to Australia,
yes,
and played your solo work.
Yeah, I've been to Australia twice, but what was it? The end of 2007 and the beginning of 2008. I lived in Melbourne, and I was there for I guess about 2.5 months, 3 months maybe, like that. Yeah.
Of course, and this is Jeff in his incarnation as OK Vancouver OK,
yeah.
Jeff's solo output, and I mean, you would definitely realise, having been to Melbourne, how it's one of the great music centres of the world, contemporary music and live bands. And what was your experience of playing there and exploring the music?
Actually, my experience there was really good. The first show that I played was a scheduled show for an abandoned warehouse, not too far from the CBD, I think it is, Central Downtown at CDB. But then there was candles lit everywhere, and the fire trucks were called. Someone had thought there was a fire. Actually, apparently someone lit a bonfire behind the warehouse, and I think that's actually why the fire trucks ended up coming. But the show didn't cancel. Actually, we moved the location to a park and finished off the concert in a park. And of course, I think it was in January, and it's summer there. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I remember the fruit bats.
Yeah.
And running around in my bare feet while playing. It was fun. Yeah.
Oh, that's a really cool story. And there's a really tight musical community there in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if you can recall any great bands that you encountered. All musicians there.
There's Alex and the Ramps, of course. Yep. And Alex and the Ramps came out to BC 2 years ago, maybe now. And we had a great time together. We played some shows in Victoria as well, and went to the water slides here, which was a really memorable time for me and for Alex and the Ramps, I believe. Yeah, it was pretty much one of the best days of my life.
Whoa.
So, yeah, it was really fun. Wow. But I really like the water slides, so.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll have to tell Alex that we've played his band here on the show before, and they really stand out as being a really great sound, quite a world sound. Like, I really hope that they do come back here and to Canada.
Yeah, come back here to Canada, Alex and the Ramps.
Yes, Alex, please do. And...
That was my first part of the interview with Jeff Johnson there from Greenbelt Collective and also OK Vancouver OK. And I'm just about to play some Alex and the Ramps there from Melbourne, the band that he just recommended, and then we'll get back to part two. OK, here's Alex and the Ramps.
It's not some elaborate prank. I learned to love like I learned to drive in a Soviet tank. And you check yourself out in every full-length mirror you can find, but you'll never know how you look to people walking behind. Some truths are just too true to dismiss. Like surveillance footage never lies, no matter how hard you wish. You can't accept the probability of a spider in the room.
There's death, Maturina, in your mind, and you're adjudicating a duel. And leaving will cut Stain's throat with your approval. Just remember that even in CCTV, every pixel has its own version of the same story.
That was Alex and the Ramps from Melbourne, Australia, and they are a recommendation from Jeff Johnson from OK Vancouver OK. He played with them when he was in Melbourne a year or so back, and they are a fantastic band. They have an album called Antique Lamb that is out. Hopefully they'll be coming back to tour Canada. So now it's time for part two of my interview with Jeff Johnson that I recorded at Rhizome Cafe yesterday in the afternoon. I had a great afternoon hanging out, talking music with Jeff. And he's just about to talk about upcoming shows and the couple of tracks he'd like me to play before Chris Horrific comes on at one. But of course, we have alternative radio in the middle. But here's back to Jeff.
Have some shows actually coming up with the Greenbelt Collective. 24th of April, is that right, Jeff?
Yep, the 24th, we're playing at Grave Level. It's a house show, but it's going to be quite a special house show because there's going to be 24 bands in 12 hours. It starts at noon on the 24th, yeah, and goes till midnight. There will be a band playing every half an hour, one in the upstairs, one in the downstairs. And I think OK Vancouver OK is playing at 1 o'clock, and Greenbelt is playing at 10 o'clock. Grave Level, I'm not sure the address, but it's 40th and Prince Edward. Pretty good one.
Yeah. And any other Greenbelt shows or OK Vancouver OK shows scheduled in the next month or so?
Greenbelt's also playing on May 2nd for a tape release. Besh and Nicole Caron, who play in Greenbelt, they started a tape distribution or tape label called Loose Tights, I believe. Loose Tapes. And the first release, maybe, for Greenbelt anyways, on that label will be released on May 2nd at the Railway Club, I think so. And for OK Vancouver, OK, I'm mostly trying to finish. I have two or three, I have about four albums that are finished.
Wow.
And I'm trying to release a new vinyl.
Yeah.
Which will be a split between songs from a new album called I Feel Nice and from an album called Houses.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Oh, so, wow.
That's what I'm working on.
That's really great news. You've been listening to Jeff Johnson here, an interview we're recording live here in the Rhizome Cafe on Broadway.
Wait.
Well, thanks a lot for chatting, Jeff. And before we go, I just wanted to ask you what songs you'd like us to play from, OK Vancouver OK. What would you like us to play?
Because I have a very special friend named Natalie Van Dungeon, who lives in Melbourne, who listened to a song of mine called The Universe Is Real. I think I would like you to play that for the show.
Yeah.
And because she really liked that song. And yeah.
Oh, sweet. And also we'll play something off Greenbelt here too.
If you're gonna play a song off Greenbelt, you could play The Size. Oh no, the Shape, the Size of Texas, something about the shape or the size of Texas. I forget, but it's about the big garbage island that is below the water, floating around somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. So those two songs would be nice.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, so I've heard something about that. So yeah, there's actually a huge big, like, all the, because of the currents of the water, the garbage all collects somewhere.
Yes.
That's, yeah, wow.
Apparently, it's possibly the size of Texas, or maybe bigger. Yes.
Just like the Alberta Oil Sands, too.
Yep.
The size of Texas. Oh, well, no, actually, it's the size of Florida, apparently. But that's big enough. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Jeff, again. And, yeah, we'll play those tracks.
Goodbye to the universe. Goodbye.
And it looks like we've come to the end of another show here at Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, ending up with a little bit of Greenbelt Collective there. And you heard my interview with Jeff Johnson from Greenbelt and OK Vancouver OK that I recorded quite spontaneously at Rhizome Cafe yesterday. And as you heard, they have gigs coming up. There is a big house show coming up soon, and also the Railway Club on the 24th for Greenbelt. So thanks very much for listening, and we have Chris Horrific coming up at 1 p.m. as per usual with Parts Unknown, and now we have some alternative radio. Thanks a lot. Bye for now.
It isn't that people were recruited. Recruited and given Stinger missiles and AK-47s and told to go into fight. People were indoctrinated, brainwashed into going and fighting that desperate war in which more than 1 million people died. Now, once you've released those Frankenstein monsters into the world, you can't whistle and hope they'll come back like, you know, trained mastiffs and say, yes, sir, you know, did you call? And so when John McCain and Gordon Brown and so on come in and say Pakistan is the heart of evil and the founder of terrorism, I feel it's like scientists blaming their crucible for an experiment that's gone wrong, you know? And there are no easy answers to this problem.
That's Arundhati Roy, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Arundhati Roy on terrorism, no easy answers. There are myriad types of terrorism, but the focus is highly selective. For example, 200,000 Indian farmers killing themselves because of debt, or 4,000 children dying every day around the world because of no access to clean water, are not considered. Nor are massacres of Muslims in the Indian states of Gujarat and Maharashtra, or Sikhs right in the capital, New Delhi. Nor are tens of thousands of Kashmiris killed by the Indian military. The attention and emphasis is overwhelmingly on car bombings, 9/11, and Mumbai type of attacks. Massive state terror.